Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. A group of South Africans who are hard of hearing have embarked on a journey of Umrah to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, to tell us more, on the line we do have Khidmatul Awam's Adam Jainuddin. Adam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I greet you from the very holy city of Madinah al-Munawwara, and I'm very pleased that Radio Islam International has embarked on giving this very worthy cause and journey some airtime, which I'm sure in the next couple of minutes we'll find some very useful and interesting aspects of the journey, inshallah.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on Radio Islam International. Adam, obviously this is a phenomenal trip for anybody that wants to go to the Blessed Lands, but these individuals that have gone on this journey are hard of hearing, they're hearing impaired, they are deaf. Tell us about this. Obviously, they are really ecstatic that they have embarked on this journey.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I mean, a year ago when this idea was planted by some of the executives in terms of the idea to bring and make the awareness of the hearing impaired to the broader community of South Africa and possibly to the world, in fact, that, you know, a journey of this epic proportion, as I call it, and the challenges obviously that it's faced in trying to do something which we've never done before. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Khidmatul Awam has had the privilege and honor to take people that were blind. Yes, we had three deaf people that was taken in 2015. And yes, we have people that has dialysis and people in wheelchairs and people that has, quadriplegics, paraplegics. But I think this, with a number of people, 58 of them, in a group of 120, what Al-Waqa has done was to appoint a facilitator for each three that has gone. So, you know, in terms of that context, it was something that was going to really be something that was going to be different. And alhamdulillah, I think, you know, a lot of things have happened on this journey, which I can tell you now, but I'll leave up to what else you want me to tell you about our journey, inshallah.
I think one of the important aspects and one of the most phenomenal aspects that I've seen on social media, specifically from Faisal Sayed's account from Deen TV on his Facebook page and on social media as well, has been the opportunity to be given a chance to read on Rauda Mubarak, a lot of us know it as the green carpet, with all the public being taken out from there and only your group or only the group that's embarking on the journey being allowed to read on the Rauda Mubarak or the green carpet.
Yes, alhamdulillah, I think with the awareness that was created and the uniqueness of the journey and the fact that, you know, the princess that is Noura, she is a patron of the deaf in Saudi Arabia, has recognized that she has to, you know, obviously, given the challenges of these people, if they were to get lost in, as we know, that process of getting into the Rauda is such a, process that is people are passionate about it, they're emotional, there's a whole pushing and shoving and rushing when the gates are open and they lower the actual canvases and stuff and that. So they recognized that this was going to be a challenge for these people, and they have very, very valiantly, first time ever I've seen this, other than for the royalty and for government leaders and ministers that are given that privilege to go into the Rauda, you know, uninhibited, without being pushing and giving a dedicated time and space to actually perform, you know, whatever the du'as, whatever nafil salahs and stuff and that. That, to me, was phenomenal. Wallahi, I tell you, that in itself, and nothing even stopped some of them to have gone the air. In fact, the night when we landed, the day we landed here, the night, some of them were so emotional, they wanted to go and greet the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They wanted to be in the road. They had this urge. And yes, some of them were very brave, with some deaf, obviously, that went and did it as we normally experience it. And but I think they therefore had both areas, and not all of them, just a very handful of them that was young and able that actually, you know, find themselves in that very special space of Alhamdulillah.
Adam, obviously, this is a phenomenal trip, as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview. What are some of the highlights, besides obviously reading exclusively on the Rawdah Mubarak, what are some of the highlights that these group of individuals have experienced that they will take back when they get back home?
I would tell you, for some of these people, coming from the marginalized communities that, you know, they are unfortunately being put in the back rooms and are not being recognized, they are, you know, that each and everything that happened to them was a highlight of life. From the moment that they had to start packing their bags, the moment that they greeted the family on the airport, the first for them will be the first time ever they have flown in a plane. We had to think the processes through for each and every step. Even BA, we had to speak to them and say, do you realize that you've got 58 passengers on your flight today, that when you do the safety and security announcements, and you need to have an interpreter. So every aspect of this general life, I saw tears running down the eyes of these people, not being able to hear the history of, you know, Sayyidina Hamza in the Battle of Uhud, but by the process of the alim explaining what happened and transpired in that very, very special you know, battle that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led with Ibn Khalid, the fact that they could understand what transpired and the words, and some of the words when they spoke about a shaheed, the blind have never heard this word shaheed in the sign language. Even the interpreter had to try and come up and explain to them that the shaheed is somebody that is, you know, has fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has fought and will never die, has never died in a context. So that's the sort of special stuff that, you know, has been coming out of this journey. And well, I think the Rawdah was the highlight, the fact that they, you know, could do the ziyarat this morning and that they could understand each and every aspect, whether it was Quba, Masjid of Qiblatain, Sabah Masajid, the Battle of Khandaq. It was explained to them, because we have had people on this journey that went with their families as they were deaf, and they did not understand one single thing about what had happened to them. And I can tell you, even on our journey now for Umrah, the alims that has taught them, has went to go and taught themselves through the process of education, getting educated, you know, shown how to do the talbiyah, for instance, in sign language. You most probably will witness when this do hit the social media and the footage, and if you are allowed to record it, when they are going to make the tawaf and the askar will be in a sign language, which nobody, I think, has ever thought about. How do you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar? How do you sign that? And this will be displayed when they do follow the alim in the, you know, when they do the tawaf. Wallahi, I think those are sort of kind of stuff that we as people that has the ability to hear, see, feel, and do a lot of other stuff that Allah has granted us, we will have a special appreciation of Allah as we go down into Makkah, because a lot of things is going to happen in Makkah. They will be going to a deaf Hafi school, I think. They will have deaf awareness in terms of how students are being taught here in Saudi. In fact, the Madrasa of Al-Waqa has now started introducing the Arabic alphabet in terms of signing, which was never done before. They were only taught how to, you know, understand English words and read it, but Alhamdulillah, some of these students that has a limited hearing can to some extent do the three quls and the Fatiha. Others that has no audible ability, being mute, they can sign the Fatiha in terms of, you know, the English words in the context of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, those things, the English translation thereof, yeah.
No doubt, obviously, they will be mesmerized when they see the Kaaba for the first time. And that's an experience, yes, obviously, on its own that will last a lifetime. Adam, finally, any last thoughts and comments, anything you want to share with our listeners before we conclude?
Alhamdulillah, I think we need, you know, from Al-Waqa's side, we need to thank each and every person, whatever they have done, whether it's a dua, whether it's a contribution, whether it's the greetings, the, as we call it in Cape Town, very fondly, the slava, the little pouches of money that was given. You know, people has come here. There's people that hosting this group today from the people here of Medina that has a connection with South Africa. They are hosting us tonight, and they are giving and laying out food. They are a family which I must mention online. I was failing to not mention them in specific. Maulana Mahmoud Kaka, which has a rich, you know, history in the context of its presence here in Medina. You know, wallahi, they are also hosting us for our farewell dinner. They're going to present dates to the deaf, you know, gift packs and stuff. And specifically, Maulana Mahmoud Kaka has given us the opportunity to do the special visit into the Rauda through his good office with the officials of the Haramia, and also the exposition center, the Quranic center, the center where we had a video presentation to show them how the Haram was constructed from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout. And I think finally, I think the awareness that Al-Waha has now received in terms of the plight of the deaf, that inshallah we make dua that from here we can establish ultimately a legacy that needs to be left in South Africa for the first deaf madrasa and school, a secular school for these students, inshallah. That is the next project I know Al-Waha will desire to start, of which they already have some land that has been promised to them at a price. And we will ask each and every person to make dua and to contribute as they did for this journey to make the school a possibility and leave something which in these people will be a memory to in their lifetime. But the school will be for untold, you know, as a sadaqa of Zaria, whoever contributes, and it will be a legacy that will be left for the communities of Cape Town and South Africa for years and years and years to come. And I think radios like Radio Islam International, definitely, you know, when your people are listening to this, wallahi, you must make contact with Al-Waha. It is a cause that I think, you know, each and every Muslim must have as part and parcel of what they would like to leave a certain group of Jariah, contribute generously, wallahi, Allah will reward you. And for you also, for the time that you've given us to bring this wonderful journey into the homes of the people in the areas of Gauteng and wherever your radio reaches. Shukran also for you for giving us this opportunity to come on board. And then lastly, Khidmat Ulawam, that has been given the privilege, the honor, and we are humbled by the fact that we could do and learn and give these people this journey. And as Khidmat Ulawam is, you know, always our intention is to make things affordable. We do this on a non-profit basis for its members and directors, but we will try and always support the marginalized communities of Africa in terms of what we offer.
Adam, I just want to take this opportunity to say Jazakallah for your time on Radio Islam International. I speak on behalf of Radio Islam International and inshallah the entire Ummah of South Africa when I ask you to please pass on our salams to the greatest human that have ever set foot on this earth, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please pass on our salams to him and also remember the entire Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your duas in Medina and also when you go to Mecca when you're performing your Umrah, inshallah.
Shukran kathir. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Adam Jainuddin speaking to us all the way from the blessed city of Medina Munawwara.